Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you were on listening to the radio here in the last half hour with Pastor Lutz and his guest, Keith Davey. And excellent program if you had a chance to hear that. And, of course, Keith Davey is running for Ohio House District 13, state representative. And let me just encourage you to check him out. And you can find him, I believe, at Davey for Ohio. I thought I had his website there. But here it is, DaveyForOhioHouse.com. That's DaveyForOhioHouse.com. And you can find out more. He's out on the west side of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, Lakewood, out in that direction, and not in an area that I'm at, but he sounds like he's going to be great, and pray for him that he can be successful in his bid for the Ohio House District 13 state representative race in November. All right, well, we're going to get into something here today, and thank you for tuning in, and what a busy week this has been. And I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch Joe Biden in his address to the nation on the soul of the nation last night. Now, a lot of people have heard it or heard parts of it, but did not take the time to watch it. It was in prime time, and I watched it. And let me tell you, I've heard various people describing what they saw and the images that it evoked when he stood there and he began speaking, and the lighting behind him changed to a blood red light showing up against Independence Hall. And I was waiting for the stormtrooper march from, Darth Vader coming in Star Wars with him standing there going, it was like he was coming in going, dun, 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 dun. It just was ready for that. There should have been a banner behind him with, maybe they could have put a big blood, bright red banner, in a circle with a big B in the middle of it for Biden or something. I don't know. But it evoked every kind of third world, dictatorial, tyrannical imagery that you could ever imagine, from Darth Vader through, I don't want to get into everything, but let's just say that the two Marines, I feel bad for them. They were standing in the background with that blood red lighting. It just brought back images, and I'm not calling, before you think about it, I'm not calling Joe Biden a Nazi, but boy, did it ever evoke images of what Nazis did in the backdrops that Hitler would appear in front of. And not just him, but also Pol Pot in Cambodia and Mao Zedong in China and Joseph Stalin in Russia and Fidel Castro in Cuba and all these tyrannical dictators that we've seen in the world. That's what it evoked. Now, this was not by accident. It was not by chance that we saw this kind of an imagery that was given. These things are scripted. They chose Independence Hall for a reason. They chose to change the lighting from normal lighting where you could see Independence Hall and appreciate it for what it is and be evoking the imagery of the freedom and the Constitution and this great republic that they gave us as they met there in the 1700s to give us the Constitution. And I almost said 1776, but that was a different occasion. But 1787, the summer of 1787, when they meant to give us the Constitution of the United States. And this was interesting that he chose that location and then made it look so sinister and so dark and foreboding as he's going to give a primetime speech on the soul of America. And you're watching this, and as I was watching the speech, I kept thinking to myself, I'm ready for him to announce some program where he's going to, you know, like in the East German Stasi, the secret police there, which had one of the most widespread networks of informants against, neighbor against neighbor, spouse against spouse, parent against children, children against parent, one of the largest informant networks of any of the tyrannical, dictatorial, communist countries during the Cold War era. And the Stasi's system of informants was so widespread, probably more people were informants than not in East Germany at that time. And I was ready for him to announce a program like that with the backdrop and everything. But he didn't, which then made you wonder, well, why did he do this? It's the type of thing that maybe you would have seen in response to some kind of event that took place that shook the nation. And I was thinking, well, okay, there was an event that took place that shook the nation. It shook me as an American citizen, as a United States Air Force veteran that took an oath to defend the United States and the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, that oath, by the way, when you're a veteran, that oath didn't expire when you left office. That's a binding oath. That's an oath that you took for life, essentially. And I'm thinking of that and looking at what he's doing. And I'm thinking, okay, when they went in an unprecedented raid on President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago and even leaked out these staged photos with these classified document cover letters, top secret SCI, as a person in the Air Force, I handled literally thousands of SCI documents and other classified documents. And let me tell you, the people that are there with Donald Trump and the Secret Service that were there and the other people working there in Mar-a-Lago, those documents would not have been scattered around on the floor like that. That was staged photo. And I'm thinking this unprecedented raid that we saw on a former president's home and over a dispute over documents that could have been handled very easily through their lawyers and through the various other elements of the federal government dealing with our archives and records and things like that. Not a massive FBI SWAT team and raid coming in like he was a common criminal. And then you look at this speech and guess what we saw in the speech? We saw Joe Biden presenting Donald Trump and people who voted for him, people who support him, people who have indicated that they would vote for him if he ran again, people who believe in the Make America Great agenda. He's called us enemies of the state. And I got a clip here of just a few things from his speech, and we're going to play that right now. Just listen to what Joe Biden said last night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, outside of Independence Hall.
Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
You know, that was Joe Biden last night talking about many of you and myself and about where he's saying that we are threats. He quoted Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Luttig, who he said called President Trump and, as Joe Biden called it, the extreme MAGA Republicans, he said, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. And that brings me to something else here. Let me ask you a question. And Joe Biden repeatedly throughout his screed last night talked about the threat to American democracy. Early on in the speech, he said, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. He's talking, of course, about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And you know what? If you read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, I would challenge you to find anywhere in there, in either of those documents, that say that we are a democracy. I can remember one time our church was in between meeting places, and we were meeting at a particular spot, a hotel, and we were out in the breakfast area at the hotel one time for some reason, just to sit around. Some of us talking after church or before church, I don't remember what it was. And while we were talking, we got onto the subject of a democracy versus what America really is, according to the Constitution, a republic. And I made a statement. I said, you know, contrary to what many people believe, America is not a democracy. And there was some woman that was sitting over there eating something, and she had a little plastic forks, and she about broke it, I think, when she heard me say that. It was like she couldn't believe what she was hearing. But let me read something for you from Article 4, Section 4. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. It says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. Did you catch that? A Republican form of government. Now, what's the difference between a Republican form of government and a democracy, a democratic form of government? Here's the difference. A Republican form of government is similar, in a sense, to what we see laid out for us in the Bible, where Moses led the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And as they were in the wilderness and headed toward the promised land, God gave them laws and everything, and he met with his father-in-law, Jethro, and Moses was trying to keep everything straight and hear everybody's complaints and sort everything out. And Jethro realized that this wasn't a good thing. He's going to wear himself out and the people are going to get frustrated with it. And he gave him some counsel, which God endorsed. And we find it in Exodus chapter 18 in the Bible. It says, Jethro says this. He says in verse 19, hearken now unto my voice. I will give you counsel and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them in the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. And as you read the rest of the chapter, Moses ends up doing this, and God blessed. And these people that they chose out, it says in verse 25, Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And these people were essentially representatives. And we had a government that was like a republic where people represented them. And in the Constitution, we were given a constitutional republic where we choose people to represent us in the federal government. And then our states, according to the Constitution, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Each of our states are, according to the Constitution, supposed to be guaranteed a republican form of government. This is different than a democracy. A republican form of government, you have laws. Remember, Moses taught them the laws, and then they selected, Moses selected representatives in that case, and the representatives represented the people, and they were empowered to make decisions on behalf of the people, and the things that were the biggest issues that couldn't be resolved at the lower level went to Moses eventually, and led by God, he made the final decisions. But you had representatives, a republican form of government there, and so this is what we see, not a democracy. Let me give you the best example of a democracy is. A democracy is essentially the majority rules. It doesn't really matter. The majority rules. And I'll give you an example. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. Guess what? The sheep has no protection at all because majority rules. The two wolves vote to have lamb chops for supper. The sheep says, no, I don't want that because I'm going to be the main course. And he votes no. Well, he's overruled, isn't he? He's overruled 2-1. And in a democracy, he has no recourse. But in a republic, and this is why I am so thankful to our founding fathers who realized that they needed God's help. You know, they met in Philadelphia, where Joe Biden was, in the summer of 1787, because the Articles of the Confederation were failing. And they were kind of coming to a standstill, and it looked like the Union could collapse. And on June 28th, Benjamin Franklin, who's an old man at this time, stood and he addressed the president of the convention, who was none other than George Washington, who became our first president under the new Constitution. He made this statement. He said, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And with that reminder to seek God, they began to see a change in the attitude, and they began prayer, and they began having clergy members come in, and they had sermons and to encourage them to do the right thing and to seek God's direction. And they produced the Constitution of the United States with God's help. And we have a very unique governing document. And I believe it's unique because the people who put it together look to God for direction. We need to look to God for direction today to maintain it. And as I said at the start of the program, I swore an oath when I joined the Air Force. When I went into the Air Force, I had to lift my hand and swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both domestic and foreign and domestic. And I look at this and I see a man stand where the very Constitution was written, a man that was required by that Constitution to raise his hand and one hand on the Bible, the other hand in the air, and say, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. You know, I did not see that in Joe Biden last night. I saw someone who attacked our constitutional republic, trying to come up with this mythical democracy and claim that those of us, you and I, and President Trump and others that want to preserve the Constitution of the United States of America and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, we are being said by Joe Biden that we do, quote, do not respect the Constitution. This is what he showed himself as. And on those quotes that we had, he said that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there's no right to choose. Do you know what he's saying there? The very Constitution that we have that says in the amendments that nobody can have their life deprived from them without due process of law, that's in the 14th Amendment. It's also in the 5th Amendment. And Joe Biden said that you're an enemy of this country, essentially, if you don't believe in the right to have an abortion for any reason up to and after the point of birth. He said that we're going backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. He also said an America where there's no right to privacy. And again, that gets into the abortion issue, which they're making central. And remember, they use the supposed right to privacy that they found in the 14th Amendment, I believe it was, to justify abortion. And then no right to contraception. There's nobody standing up crying, you have no right to that, though I don't really see that as a right in the Constitution. In the Declaration of Independence, we have a statement that very clearly says that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so life is very clearly given to us as an unalienable right. And they said these truths are self-evident. There's no rational person that would argue that these things came to us from our Creator. This is nothing about rights to conception, but let's move on beyond that. He said, no right to marry who you love. And people think, well, yeah, you should marry who you love. No, he's talking about same-sex marriage there. He's talking about those of us that believe that a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman is an abomination in the sight of God, that it's wrong, it's morally wrong, it's sinful because it's a violation of God's law. And he's saying that you have no right to that. If you believe that, you are an enemy to this mythical American democracy. And, we are faced now, Biden says, with an inflection point. And I think I can still get this quote in here, but let's listen to what he said about this inflection point.
I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
I'll tell you, have you ever watched a Trump rally? I believe he's going to have one on Saturday in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure exactly where. You can find it online. But if you want to see a contrast, even if you don't like Trump particularly, look at one of his rallies and tell me which group, the Trump supporters, the MAGA Republicans, or Joe Biden and his cronies are pushing the dark, dim, dismal fear element. You watch a Trump rally, they're filled with optimism. They're filled with light and life and people who are excited about being an American and supporting and defending our great American Republic. We need to be aware as Christians, we live in difficult times. There's a spiritual battle raging. Don't stay out of the fight. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.